Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Most of the time I think of God giving us blessings, of Jesus blessing us with his presence and the stories. But I don't always think about this idea that blessed is Jesus, the one who comes to tell us the good news. Blessed is he. Well, let's pray. God, give us your understanding today. We thank you for this wonderful day of celebration that give us clues about what's going to happen in the coming week, that help us to understand the nature of Jesus and what he was here for. Bless us as we contemplate, as we begin this holy week that we contemplate all year long, that is, that begins at Christmas time and runs through the year. Help us to be open to your word today, to your message of love and what we can do in this world to bring peace and love and create your kingdom on earth. In your name we pray. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. There's a passage in the Old Testament and that says, blessed are the feet of the one who comes and brings the good news. Jesus was here to teach us that good news about love, about peace, about understanding each other, about compassion. Jesus was a revolutionary. Jesus was against the government that was there because they were not kingdom-oriented, God's kingdom-oriented. Jesus knew when he was heading for Jerusalem that he was heading for his death. Why do we think that Jesus ordered this colt and came into the city the way he did? What was the purpose of this day, this Palm Sunday, when people threw their coats out on the road for Jesus to walk through, mounted on this colt, this very humble animal that was used as a pack horse? In some translations, Jesus was on a young colt. So thinking about carrying this heavy burden of a man, what was the purpose of this story? And why do we say, blessed is he? We know what's coming. We know what's coming on Friday when Jesus is going to be murdered on the cross. And today we're celebrating this triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It's meant to make us think about the kingship or lordship of Jesus. But the kingship and lordship is in stark contrast to the kingship and lordship of Rome. Jesus on a humble colt with the people who knew who he was making way for him to come and change the world for them. This lordship of Jesus was not lordship at all in the way that we think of it. Jesus was not there to lord over us and tell us what to do. Jesus was there to give us freedom, freedom of thought, freedom to love and be loved, freedom to create peace or not. But Jesus showed us this way of love. On the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says that we are blessed when we're mourning. We're blessed in so many areas of our lives, but nowhere in there was, we're blessed when we have lots of money. It's about the heart. Jesus came to be king of our hearts, to lead us, not as a king who lords over us, but as someone who is with us, who loves us, who cares for us, and leads us into the goodness that we can be, because we have the ability to choose. Being led doesn't necessarily mean that we're not choosing when we're being led. Look at what happened yesterday. People didn't have to go march with the teenagers of the school where all these killings happened, or all of the ones before that. But so many people marched yesterday. Why? Because they were led by compassion, Not, they were not told to go out there. No one who came yesterday, I'm sure, was told to go. They were led by compassion and love. And that's what Jesus was talking about in his life. Compassion and love for each other. The only way we are going to have peace is if we respect each other and love each other. And if we come together and say that we are going to have that. We are going to have peace in our schools. We don't want to live in fear anymore, and we're going to choose that. There may be really horrible things going on out there, but we're going to choose peace. That movement that's going on is not about guns. It's about loving each other. It's about compassion. It's about respecting life. The lives that were lost because of fear. Because we've created this fear base in our country, in our world. This is not a political statement I'm making. This is Jesus' statement of love in the world that says, let's make the way for Jesus' way into the temple, into the sacred places of the world, which are everywhere, not just Jerusalem. This is sacred. Harmon's grocery store is sacred. Because we're in it, and God is in it. Blessed is he. Blessed is Jesus for what we were given. I wonder, Jesus as a man going into Jerusalem, knowing what his fate was he feeling blessed? I think the answer is yes. Yes, when you go into a place where you can finally change things and people are listening and goodness is happening, even knowing the consequences of it. Yes, you feel blessed. You feel blessed to be a truth teller, to be loving to people. Sometimes when we feel the most blessed in this church is when we are surrounding someone who is dying or in need. We are a blessing. And we feel blessed to even know that we can connect and help in some way. Yes, we're blessed when those things are happening to us. Sometimes we're more blessed when we are down in the depths because we know that we are loved. So yes, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, who goes into Jerusalem knowing the fate. And blessed are we. To know this story, to understand that even when we are so oppressed that we are going to death, that we are still blessed. Blessed beyond measure because we are loved so completely by God. And we can love so completely. All of the rest of it is meaningless. So blessed is he and blessed are we. As we go into this holy week, the holiest week of the year, where we contemplate what this really means. What is our faith in this time? What have we done in this Lent period to rebirth ourselves, re-know ourselves? So as we come to the Agape Feast and we share that love meal, and we come to church and we worship at the base of the cross. And then on Sunday, we worship at the empty tomb where that is holy and this is holy and every place is holy because we are so blessed to have that love, to be able to make this journey and to come out of it in newness, in life. So in the end, all of this ends with love and life. So blessed are we. Amen.